Chapter 2. Casting the Net. Imagine you were casting a sitcom. That was what Chris Herbert did. He wanted characters who would appeal to everyone. The series Friends wouldn't start until later, in 1994, but his idea of throwing together a group of young people with different personalities, characteristics, and quirks was very similar to the thinking behind the classic comedy. He wanted to cover all bases. I approached it as if I was a casting director, finding characters that appealed to every colour in the rainbow, finding a gang of girls everyone could relate to. We were looking to create a lifestyle act. In the early 90s, there was no The X Factor, The Voice, or Britain's Got Talent. The new millennium celebrations would come and go before Pop Idol heralded a new era of Saturday night TV in 2001. There was no quick fix to becoming a pop star. None of the young women who became the Spice Girls was likely to thrive in those competitions. The era of the Spice Girls was closer to Opportunity Knocks than one of the new reality talent shows. The old favourite, originally hosted by Huey Green, left our screens for good in 1990. Instead, young hopefuls would rush to buy the Stage newspaper every week. Chris Herbert, too, would go to auditions, not to grab a spot on a cruise ship, but to hand out flyers about his new group and see for himself the sort of personalities who were out there seeking work. He decided not to limit his search. He went to pubs, clubs, open mic nights, dance studios, anywhere he could get his message out. My number one focus wasn't looking for singers. I was looking for young girls seeking opportunities within entertainment. I was trying to cast the net as wide as possible. He even went to Butlins and Blackpool in his search for five stars. He was unlucky not to have come across Melanie before the big audition day. Chris might have been a young man, filled with enthusiasm and energy for a great new idea, but he wasn't a novice in the music business. He had grown up in that world and was at ease within it, well used to coming home from school and finding pop stars sitting on the sofa enjoying a cuppa. His father, Bob Herbert, was a millionaire accountant, drove a Rolls-Royce, and had a penchant for wearing white suits. Jerry Halliwell memorably described him as looking like an extra from Miami Vice, the American cop show from the 80s that perfectly captured an era obsessed with designer fashion. More pertinently, from the point of view of the future Spice Girls, he had experience of nurturing young talent. He spotted the potential of two of his son's teenage friends at the Collingwood College in Camberley, Surrey. They were twin brothers, Matt and Luke Goss. At the time, they were only 15, but Bob could see they had the looks to engage a strong female following. Bob was of the music school that was always seeking to copy a successful formula. He saw the twins as a late 80s version of the Bay City Rollers, the teen heartthrobs of the previous decade. When the brothers formed a band called Gloss, with young bassist Craig Logan, Goss, with an L for Logan, Bob stepped in to offer them advice and, more importantly, space to rehearse in his summer house. He helped to plot their futures, introduce them to songwriters, and finance their demo tapes, but, because of their age, could not sign them to a binding legal contract until they were 18. When they came of age, they were snapped up by Tom Watkins, former manager of the Pet Shop Boys, who secured them a deal with CBS. The whole nightmare sequence of events would come back to haunt Bob with the Spice Girls. Under the new name of Bros, the boys released their first single, ironically titled I Owe You Nothing, which, when released in 1988, would be their only UK number one. At this time, a very large poster of Matt Goss was adorning the bedroom wall of an ambitious teenager called Victoria Adams. Undaunted, Bob decided to have another go at finding an all-conquering band. After his son left college, they went into partnership, forming a management company called Heart, with office...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?